Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 through 33, and Psalm 67. The Reverend Mark Kiesling is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
For words for reflection today, we hear the words of Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God our God shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our reading for today is from Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 through 23. Moses said to the Lord, "See, you say to me, 'Bring up these people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, 'I know you by name,' and you have also found favor in my sight. Now, therefore, if I have found favor in your sight, please show me now your ways, that I may know you in order to find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people." And God said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." And Moses said to him, "If your presence will not go with me, do not bring us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, and I your people? Is it not in your going with us, so that we are distinct, I and your people, from every other people on the face of the earth?" And the Lord said to Moses, "This very thing that you have spoken I will do, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." Moses said, "Please show me your glory." And he said, "I will make my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you my name, the Lord, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. But God said, 'You cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live.' And the Lord said, 'Behold, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock. And while my glory passes by, I will put you on a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Please show me your glory. This request from Moses was a bold appeal to God to give a direct vision of his glory. In Moses' mind, it seemed that a vision of God's appearance, majesty, and pleasure, if it was made possible, then Moses would feel assured that God's promises would be fulfilled. For God had promised great things. Just before our reading, he promised an angel would lead the Israelites on their continued journey to the land of milk and honey, and to fight off any enemies along the way. For Moses had already seen the pillar of fire and cloud that both marked and hid God's presence with his people. Moses had seen miracles from God in the Exodus and the days following with gifts of water and quail and manna. Moses had even talked with God in the tent of meetings as a person speaks to a friend, as Scripture says. And in this personal time with God in the tent of meeting, Moses asked for reassurances of God's favor, the opportunity to know God more, and to be shown God's glory, to be reassured that someone would be sent to help him. Moses knew his own weaknesses and the trials of the stiff-necked Israelites in their short time outside of Egypt. Moses knew he could do nothing without God. Moses knew he had tried to sidestep God's command, and now he had feared the Egyptians despite God's power behind him, and he had grumbled about the Israelites. And in his weakness, he also wanted more proof for future protection despite all the promises of God that had already been delivered. We too know of the things that bring doubt and questions in our lives and push against our trust in God and bring out our inclination to sin. We know how we put trust in the glory we receive in this world rather than the glory of God. Or we wrongly run after the glory of earthly possessions, the glory of accolades, the glory of one-upping our neighbor or who we have named as our enemy. We make the goodness of God and make it our own glory rather than His. In our sinful condition, we know the pull to turn our eyes from the promises of God to the trial and concerns of the world, and we wonder if God's promises are enough. When pressed in our weakness, we may want more from God than He has already delivered. We may push with the same request, "Please show me your glory." God, being loving and having Moses' best interest at heart, wouldn't fulfill his complete request, for that would mean death. No sinful person could look at the glory of God, the face of God, and live. Rather, God would shield Moses from the glory and pass by with his goodness, his character, which blesses those whom he loves. In Epiphany, we celebrate the manifestation of God in Jesus Christ, and that He is the light for the whole world, that in Him the goodness of God is made known for all the people. The Apostle John records for us that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. In Jesus, God was seen. However, in the humanity of Jesus, the glory of God was often hidden. A lowly manger, an exodus to and from Egypt, touching the sick, befriending sinners, and eventually losing his life. The glory of God in Jesus didn't fit the mold for those who would make God in their own image. Ultimately, the glory of God is seen in the cross. In the cross, those who don't believe see judgment and the bloody death of a common criminal. But to those who believe, they see salvation and the goodness of God. They see the Son of the all-powerful God, the promised Messiah, who out of love for people would give his life and take the punishment of God's holy wrath, so that we might find refuge and be protected. We sinners cannot stand against such weight and debt, but in Christ, God fulfilled his promise to bring salvation and victory over our enemies of Satan and death. This salvation is for all people. The light of Christ is for the entire world. The same Christ is the face and heart of God. To the eyes of faith, the glory of God is seen face to face in Jesus. In Jesus, we see grace and truth. We see the gift that is Jesus and the truth that his death was necessary to atone for our sin, and the truth that God delivers on his promises. In Jesus, our seeking after God and his reassurances end. We find rest. And with Moses, God knows us by name. Through Jesus, we have found favor in his sight. In our baptism and faith, we are forgiven, given salvation and the promise of eternal life. As Jesus' disciples, we are unique because of his presence in word, bread, wine, and our reflection of his grace and truth in the world. In the person of Jesus, the glory of God was seen. On him, the new temple is built. In him, we, a new people, are gathered in his presence and name. And in him, God is worshiped in truth. In the work of the Word incarnate, we know a new exodus, a new nation of belonging across geography and time, and a new creation. Because of the glory of God shown to us in Jesus, we may echo the psalmist. God has been gracious to us and blessed us. His face shines upon us. His way is known on earth, and his saving power is known among all nations. Let us praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Joseph Seifert, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.